This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca.
Each of us, each and every day, democracy itself is in peril. Here at home and around the world.
President Joe Biden issued a stark warning yesterday saying democracy is in peril and it's up to us to make sure it endures.
What we do now, how we honor the memory of the fallen will determine whether or not democracy will long endure.
Biden's comments came during his speech at Arlington National Cemetery in Virginia. He was there to commemorate the war dead on Memorial Day. Mr. Biden went on to say that the United States is the only nation built on an idea, the idea of liberty and opportunity for all. U.S. President Joe Biden will also take part in a remembrance of one of the nation's darkest and largely forgotten moments of racial violence when he helps commemorate the 100th anniversary of the destruction of a thriving black community in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Mr. Biden's visit on Tuesday, in which he will grieve for hundreds of black people killed by a white mob a century ago, comes amid a national reckoning on racial injustice, and it will stand in stark contrast to the most recent visit to Tulsa by a president, which took place last year. Now, the president will be the first president to participate in remembrances of the destruction of what was known as Black Wall Street. Up to 300 black Tulsans were killed and thousands of survivors were forced for a time into internment camps overseen by the National Guard. Pope Francis has changed church law to explicitly criminalize the sexual abuse of adults by priests who abuse their authority. It also says lay people who hold church office can be sanctioned for sex abuse crimes. This is VOA News. The IAEA says it can only estimate Iran's nuclear stockpile. Associated Press correspondent Mike Gracia has this.
National Atomic Energy Agency reported Monday it has been unable to access key data monitoring Iran's nuclear program since February. The IAEA is the United Nations atomic watchdog. The confidential document distributed to member countries and seen by the Associated Press says the IAEA has not had access to data from its online enrichment monitors, electric seals, or to measurement recordings since February 23rd. That's when Iran began limiting inspections in order to pressure the Biden administration to lift sanctions that were reimposed by then-President Donald Trump in 2018 after Trump pulled the U.S. out of the 2015 nuclear deal with Iran. I'm Mike Gracia.
Israel's defense minister has distanced himself from comments made by his military chief after Israel bombed a Gaza Strip high-rise housing and Associated Press office and other news outlets. Benny Gantz says the remarks were not meant to be taken literally. In a published interview over the weekend, Lieutenant General Aviv Kohavi was quoted as saying the Associated Press journalist drank coffee each morning with Hamas operatives in a cafeteria in the building. Now, the Associated Press has called the claims patently false, noting there wasn't even a cafeteria in the building. Speaking to foreign reporters on Monday, Gantz told Kohavi was trying to portray the atmosphere, not the actual aspects of the building. A man in eastern China has contracted what might be the world's first human case of the H1N3 strain of bird flu, but the risk of large-scale spread is low, according to the government. The 41-year-old man in Jiangsu province, northwest of Shanghai, was hospitalized on April 28th and is in stable condition. No human case of H1N3 has been reported elsewhere. According to the commission, the infection is an accidental cross-species transmission. The risk of large-scale transmission is low, according to a statement. Imprisoned Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny has asked a court to halt the hourly nighttime checks he's been subjected to in his penal colony. Speaking yesterday in a video link from prison, Navalny charged that he has done nothing that would warrant the authorities' decision to designate him as a flight risk that has resulted in these checks. He argued that the hourly nighttime checks effectively amount to torture, telling the judge that, quote, you would go mad in a week if subjected to such regular wake-ups. Navalny was arrested in January upon his return from Germany, where he had spent 5 months recovering from the nerve agent poisoning that he blames on the Kremlin, accusations that Russian officials reject. For more on all these stories, be sure to visit our website at voanews.com. Via remote, Joe Palca, VOA News.